Good morning, Kishul Chesed. Now, we're Mil Chavetz Chaim, which means Halashon, if you remember. It says over here the following. Baruch Hashem. So, Rosh Hashem, Sunday we're starting a new Mishnah, so everyone should get to. We should come with their new schatzer. So we should sleep all over Shabbos. We're starting a new Mishnah on Sunday. Shaving and beards and different things. Clean shaving Sunday.
That's good.
So as you come in clean, still get shaved. Yes, a new Mishnah is a new start. That's from Sunday for another, to give us the final push for this match. That's just trying to come. Final push.
We still have
a few weeks. Let's get back into. Now you have to get over the hump now. Too much better. You gotta get over it and start. And so it goes. Oh, so holy nail in Chavetz Chaim. He says he's gonna bring down from the Abbas to Reb Nosson that somebody of the Yitzharis tell them that why should he work so hard at Shmiras HaLashon? It's a midah that has no end to it. Right? He says, don't distance yourself from this midah, from this character trait. She'in l'kishva has no end, has no amount. Right? Well, he said, why should I even start trying to work on Lashon Hara? It's never going to end anyway. Right? So Tahara tells us that what are you going to gain? Let's say you try to learn about it, try to be careful. So what, you think you're going to watch your mouth your whole life? He says, only for 1 or 2 days you could watch what you say. Even then, you know how many things you have to be careful. It's basically impossible. You know, you're a worldly person. You talk to people and this and that. What do you think you're going to be careful from speaking Lashon Hara? So don't even start. It's never going to end. Don't even try to start with this. It's all the time. It's everywhere you go. It's all the time. So he says it's not true. Do not push yourself away from a mitzvah even if you see no end. Why? Because Chavetz Chaim is a mashal. Let's say, even if you're a rich person, you hear that on a certain seashore, a certain riverbank beach, this beach is bringing up all kinds of gems and stuff that costs a lot of money. Just wash it, right? Now, someone's going to tell you, right? So you could think, why should you even try? I'm not a strong guy. Well, I'm going to bring my little bag. How much are we going to get it ready? For what? For a few hours? I'm going to get tired out. I can't keep doing these things, right? Well, let's say I'm going to go back tomorrow. I don't know if there's going to be anything left anyway after that. You could say that. Or you could say, no, if this gem is coming up, let me try to get what I can. I'm not such a strong guy. I bring my little bags. Fill them up. Do what I can. You know, take a rest. Try to go try a little more. So he says, so too is for trying to guard our tongue. Because we know the Gra says, in the name of the Medrash, that every second that a person closes their mouth and they don't speak Lashon Hara, there is a huge light that no malach or creature could fathom. A spiritual light was zeichet. We merit a huge spiritual light. So it doesn't say over here, if you watch your tongue and you watch what you speak for a month or for a week, then you get this huge light. So that every second which a person guards their mouth and they're careful not to speak Lashon Hara, they merit a huge light that no angel or creation could fathom. Sounds like a good light. But it says called regular every second. So you tell yourself, why should you even try? The answer is, if I try for 5 minutes, I'll become a millionaire. If I try for 10 minutes, I'll be a billionaire. That's all, because we're dealing in the big numbers. It's not something cheap. We're not dealing with something small. Like it says, right, in Mishlei, if you seek the Torah and the mitzvah, if you seek it like silver, right, and like gold, then you'll understand the Yiras Hashem. Which means, when we're focusing on the tachlis, on the goal, or looking at the goal, the tachlis and itzli, or goal that's going to be everlasting, we have to try to act the way we would act towards gathering up gold and silver and all types of gems and a lot of money. And that's what the Tana is saying. Don't distance yourself from a midah that has no end, right? Because maybe you'll make as if you're just trying to find something. You're going to find that the seashore is washing things up. So instead of thinking, it has no end, I'm not going to finish it anyway. Look at it the other way. Let me get at least what I can, and as much as I can. Like, even if I'll be careful, I should know 1 or 2 days. Let me try to get whatever I can. Baruch Hashem.
There's like a sort of a corollary muscle similar to that. Seashore is washing up, thousands and thousands of these starfish, and you know that they're all going to die because they're washed up on the sand. They said, "What can I do? It's too much. I can't save them all." So, but if he just goes and saves that one, for that one, it makes all the difference.
I heard stories, but if you can save all the strong fish, he goes, "I can save this one."
Yeah, very good. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Now, as the Shem, we'll try to continue the sugya, try to finish up till the next Mishnah. We have a new start as on Sunday. I'm boiling your head. What? So, 20 Chafam Rav. So, where are we holding in the Gemara here? What's going on here? Where are we holding? Hashem's help, we'll try to understand the Gemara here. Hold the way like this. We said that let's say, what did we speak about so far until now? We said it like this. Let's say someone brings in something which is tevel, untied into Yerushalayim. He brought in something which is tevel, untied food into Yerushalayim. Yeah? He brought in something which is tevel, untied into Yerushalayim. And then he brought it outside Yerushalayim. What's the status?
Two
different sports, huh? Oh. And that said, so the Machalik B'Shavs, and you brought Tevel untied stuff into Yerushalayim. You brought Tevel into Yerushalayim, and you brought Tevel out of Yerushalayim. Right? So it depends. Beis Shammai says, we view it as if you brought in Ma'aser Shehi. You brought out Ma'aser Shehi. And therefore, that equals, could no longer redeem it. Is that true? Everyone agrees and argues on this? You brought in Tevel, and you brought out Tevel. The Shammai says that if you brought in Ma'aser Shehi, you brought out Ma'aser Shehi, good, true, because he holds Matanas that weren't separated. Is it if it's separated? So let's just give one example, meaning, it says if you brought your Ma'aser Shehi into Yerushalayim, and out of Yerushalayim, it's good.
He's holding the fact is you brought it separated in, that you brought it out, it's like designated, so therefore you have to eat Yerushalayim.
No, I thought it was that. Beis Shammai says when you brought this tevel in, or you know, it says if it was separated, it's no longer tevel.
Oh, true. It says if. Let's just say for one example, that if you brought in Ma'aser Shehi. Let's just say for one example, that if you brought in Ma'aser Shehi, you brought in tevel. We're going to view it as if you brought Ma'aser Shehi in and Ma'aser Shehi out. Correct.
The status changes the fact. You didn't designate it. The fact is, you took it in Yerushalayim, the status has changed, it's now been considered designated.
Go ahead.
For a Beis Shammai.
And therefore what? And therefore what?
You have to eat in Yerushalayim.
And not what? What's his main point? What did he say inside? Therefore you have to eat in Yerushalayim, and not what? And you can't redeem it. And you have to eat in Yerushalayim, and you could no longer redeem it. Right? What is Beis Shammai? I mean, that's the argument. Beis Shammai says, right, that we view it as if you didn't. We look at it as if you brought Tevel in and brought Tevel out, right? And therefore, what does he say?
You could redeem it. Yeah.
Therefore, he didn't talk about eating. He said, therefore, you could redeem it. He said eating.
No, you could eat it anywhere.
You can redeem it. You can eat it anywhere. But he's saying, therefore, you can redeem it, eat it anywhere.
So Beis Shammai didn't talk about redeeming. He just said you have to go back and eat it. He didn't mention redeeming.
Right, which means, partially means that you can no longer redeem it also.
But it's considered redeemed. The fact is you have to go back and eat it in Yerushalayim. It is considered redeemed.
It's Ma'aser Shehi, not redeemed. It's Ma'aser Shehi.
Ma'aser Shehi, exactly. The status has changed.
So you could no longer redeem it. Because that's what Beis Shammai is holding. Beis Shammai holds, you could no longer redeem it. Is that good, Binyamin? Beis Shammai holds. You could no longer redeem it. Rabbi, everything's good? You're happy. What happened here? We said you brought Tevel into Yerushalayim, you brought Tevel outside Yerushalayim. Right? Yep. So Beis Shammai says, we view it as if it's already separated. Right? It says if, let's just give an example. You brought the Ma'aser Shehi into Yerushalayim and the Ma'aser Shehi outside. That's Beis Shammai. Good? And therefore, you could no longer redeem it. Kad Beis Shammai says, no. What did Beis Shammai say? What did they still say? But yeah, what did they still say? What are you going to do this morning?
Uh-huh.
I'm still on. Mishnah, new Mishnah, something, no? So what does it say over here? Basila says, if you brought it in Tevel, you brought Tevel out, we don't look at it as if it was already Meister's, correct? That's Basila.
Status hasn't changed.
And therefore, you can still redeem it outside of Shalom if you want, correct? So according to Beishama, you can't redeem it outside of Yerushalayim anymore. So that if it was already separated and your Maaser Sheni went into Yerushalayim and out, you could no longer redeem it. They said, well, you can redeem it. That's okay, man. What's the Gemara's question? But that means Rabbi Yossi is going like Beishama. Why? Because what did Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Yossi said, what did the Gemara say for Rabbi Yossi? You brought in
Shalom, or Shalom. Yes, if it was.
So even though you brought in Tevel, which was not fine, it's as if you brought in Meister Sheni, took out Meister Sheni, right? Which is exactly like the Shalom. So then Meir says, so what is your basic saying? If you bring in Meister Sheni, Tevel, it wasn't. And then you brought out Meister Sheni. It says, if it was separated, and therefore why? And therefore, you're not allowed to eat. If you eat this outside your Shalayim, you'll get Malkus. Right? Because the Bryce's case was making sure to teach me you ate it inside your Shalayim. That was the Bryce's case. And what's the Chiddush of the Bryce that we asked? Right? So the Chiddush of the Bryce is that if you eat it outside, you get Malkus. Good, is that true? That's the Chiddush of the Bryce. That was the Chiddush of that which you know. You know something? So, good. But the problem is, Rabbi Yezi is matching up with Beishami. That's it, right? And not with Beis Hillel. So that's a problem. That's the Gemara's question. That's what we're up to the Gemara. Good question?
I have a question on a similar topic that I could find the answer in the Gemara. Let's say you live in Jerusalem and you have a farm. Obviously, no matter what you grow, it's going to be in Jerusalem.
Right.
So how will you view that as far as Tevel and Matashim?
So there also is Tevel inside Yerushalayim. It would be the same thing.
Okay.
It would be the same as if I brought it in or if it's in here already.
Okay.
It would be the same thing. Whether I brought it into Yerushalayim or it's already in Yerushalayim, it would be the same halacha. If you hold that the Tevel in Yerushalayim, like Bishama, we view it as if it's already separated, it's going to be like Meister Sheni now. Yeah. But still, also, no, we view it as Tevel. So there's the Gemara's problem right now. How is Bishama, Rabbi Yossi, if it's coming out like Bishama? If you're telling me the whole chiddush of the Mishnah of Rabbi Yossi is, what do we say the whole chiddush of Rabbi Yossi is? That even though it wasn't separated, it's as if it's separated. Who is that? That's Beishama. That's right. That this is, it's already separated. Right. This means it's as.
And what was Rabbi Yossi's riot for that, or his proof? What was his foundation? Was it the fig?
That was the case he gave it out, wasn't it?
That's how we learned it out, was the case of the fig, which is just overlapping now with Beis Shammai.
Right, which comes out, I mean, according to our explanation of Rabbi Yossi, we explained Rabbi Yossi, the chiddush, his whole chiddush is, right, what did our Gemara ask? It's back up. What's the chiddush of his whole b'raisa? Right? It's obvious that the b'raisa is not telling me any chiddush. Right?
It's not telling you that if you eat, if I sashay the outside of Yerushalayim, you're going to get whipped, because everybody knows that.
Oh. So
what is the
Kiddush? So he said the Kiddush is that even though it wasn't separated when you came into Shalayim, it's as if it was separated.
Correct.
Good? That's the worst. But that Kiddush is lining up with Beishama. It's the problem. Because the line was this and this is the same. Meister Sheni says it was Meister Sheni as if you brought in and out Meister Sheni. So that's the worst question. Kavod Gemara answers. You're mixing up two different things. You're mixing apples and oranges. You're mixing two different things. Over here, if this Machlokes Beishama and Beis Hillel, what are they talking about? Their main argument is focusing on if you can redeem it or not once you come back outside. That's what they want to know. That's their main argument. If you can redeem it. Right? Rabbi Yossi is talking about if you can eat it outside. It's talking about two different things. It's true that Bryce also talks about eat this is the wire answers. Rabbi Yossi is talking about once you go into your Shalayim, you come out, am I allowed to eat it anymore? And that's the question on a deraisa. Which means, the minute you brought it into your Shalayim, you brought it out, if you eat it, midiraisa, you're going to get malchus. So this is dealing with eating. He's dealing with a deraisa. Here, this whole Machlokes Shabbos is dealing with if you're allowed to redeem it once it went. I mean, once the food went in, it came back out, right? The midaraisa, if you eat it now, you get malchus, right? How? Let me ask you a question. Let's say I brought it in, I brought it back outside. Why can't I redeem it? I'm outside Yerushalayim now. The pasuk says, if you're outside Yerushalayim, you can redeem it. I brought it in, I brought it back out. Why can't I redeem it? What's wrong? Why can't I redeem it now?
Rabbinic decree.
Oh, so the rabbanim come and say, we don't want you to redeem it anymore. It's not the right. The Torah never says that what, if you were in and then back out, you can. Usually, what's the halacha? If you are outside, am I allowed to redeem it? I'm outside Yerushalayim. Redeem it? Yeah, I could redeem it. So what happened? I went in and I came back out. You tell me I can't redeem it. Why not? That's the rabbanim. So this is the halacha that once you went in and out, you can't redeem it. This is halacha drabon.
Why would they make a tikkun? Why would the rabbanim make a tikkun on a deraisa, on something that's deraisa like that?
Wait, what? They always make. Which case is deraisa? If you're going to eat it out, if I brought it in and then outside, if I'm going to eat it outside Yerushalayim, that's it's a deraisa to eat it outside Yerushalayim. However, what about redeeming it? Why can't I redeem it? Once I bring my shit in Yerushalayim, bring it back out.
And then redeem it and bring it and eat it and then bring the redeemed part back in later?
Well, whatever you always do when you redeem it.
Fix it later?
Whatever, you rebuy new stuff later. But right now I'm going to redeem it. Why can't I redeem it now? That's halacha. The Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said we don't want you redeeming anymore. Once it was in Yerushalayim, no more redeeming. Just like you can't eat it. Once you were in Yerushalayim and came out, you can't eat it anymore. Kaveh Baneik is there, you also can't redeem it. It could be, they may exist, so if you know, see your ladder redeem, you might still think you could eat it. Mm-hmm. But that's what the rabbi good. That once you went in and out, that's the rabbi. So, in the machlokes.
It's not my rabbinical decree.
It's rabbinical. So, in Rabbi Yaisi himself, he holds that when you were, he's in the world of a deraisa. He's in the world of a deraisa. Right from the Torah. Therefore, he holds on a deraisa love. If you bring fruits in that were separated, will be stripped on you. And states them as if it was separated.
Mm-hmm. And you can't eat them.
And if you can only eat them outside Yerushalayim. Even though they weren't really separate, because we're in a world of deraisa, we'd be very strict with you. Right? But what would Rabbi Yaisi hold in this case, where you're dealing with the Rabbanan? See, the Rabbanan were so strict. If you're in the world of Rabbanan, where we're dealing with the halacha of the Rabbanan, that once you go in, you come out, you can no longer redeem it. Right? There, if you brought it in while it was not separated, I'm not going to do it as if it was separated. I'm going to hold like Beisela. What was that whole question? Rabbi Yaisi, you sound like you're like Beishama. You're lining up with Beishama. Correct? That's why I'm not lining up with him. I'm in a Daraisa and they're in a Darabana. When I'm in a Daraisa, it's true then I take the more strict opinion that I say that if it was separated.
Like Beishama.
Like Beishama would say over here. But if I'm in this case where you want to know if you could redeem it or can't redeem it, then I'll be lenient like Basilo. And I'll say, even when you brought it in, if you brought it in untied, you bring it back out, it's not as if it was separated. In a deraisa, so you brought it in tavo, I'll view it as if it was separated. Right? But in a derabanan, I'll view it as if it was not yet separated. That's the terms. Now, of course, Rabbi Yaisi lines up with Beisel, he lines it perfectly. Rabbi Yaisi is going in a ways in the world of deraisa. He's dealing with, am I allowed to eat it once I come back out? So they say, no. Once you brought it in a state of tevel, it's as if it was separated, we no longer eat it outside. But the Olam HaKodesh Beishayim and Beisel was in the world of the Rabbanan. They wanted to know, once I come in and out, can I redeem it? Which is a question of the Rabbanan. So they will say, if you brought it in when it was only tevel, Rabbi Yaisi would tell me, it's not as if it was separated. I'm not going to be strict on you. So therefore, Rabbi Yaisi really holds like Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yaisi, when he says halacha in the world of deraisa, he's talking about if you're allowed to eat it outside when you come back out. This machlokes was if you're allowed to redeem it, which is a derabbanan question, and therefore Rabbi Yaisi also would be lenient over here like Beis Hillel.
He says you can't eat it. Rabbi Yaisi.
Rabbi Yaisi says you cannot eat it.
Right.
Cannot eat it because you're in the world of deraisa.
Right.
Because we're viewing as if your maaser sheni went in and out. But if it's in the world of redeeming, In case of the Rabbanan, you can. Why not the Rabbanan very machmer? If you brought an actual physical Meister Sheni into your Shalayim and brought it out, or machmer, you say, don't either redeem it. Just like you can't eat it, you can't. You can no longer redeem it. It's exactly, you can no longer redeem it. Right? But if you just brought in stuff that wasn't actual Meister Sheni, it was not yet separated, we're not going to be strict on you to tell you it says if you brought in Meister Sheni. We're not going to be so strict on you. What's the Rabbi Abraham?
That means that Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree that bringing something in, it will just the walls will change, seeing inside wall of Yerushalayim will change it into Maaseh Sheni.
Correct. And for which halacha? Depends on which halacha. Regarding, there's two different halachas. Regarding the halacha of eating it outside now, you know, it will help you. If it's regarding, if you want to go ahead and eat it outside the wall of Yerushalayim, which is the Isra Durags, they'll be strict, and I'll view it as if it was already separated.
For eating,
because that's the Durags. But for redeeming, which is just the Isra Durabana, if for redeeming, there you would say, no, it's okay. If it was not yet separated, I don't view it as if it was separated.
He's saying that for eating, I will accept that it was separated.
I'll view it as
if. But for redeeming, it wasn't separated.
Correct.
Which means do that?
Yeah, because he's saying, why does it make sense to do that?
Why does the Raisa want to rub
it? Yeah, it's like, in a Raisa, I'm going to be strict, I'm going to view it like this. I'll take the stricter view. It's really machlokes how to view it. It's a question how to view it. Should I view it as separated or not? So in a Raisa, what's the rule? We have a question in a Raisa, what do? You go be strict. If you're in the Rabbana, you be lenient. What do you say, Rabbi Feil Bar? It's good. Say, so if you could, I mean, it's a doubt. When you're in a doubt, so in a derisa, you'd be more strict. And in a Rabbana, you'd be more lenient. So it's beautiful, the Gemara's parents. He said, I'm not really so clear how to view it. So in a derisa, I'll tell you, when you bring in the fruits, it's as if they were separated. And therefore, you bring them back out, you can no longer eat them. And the Rabbanan, I'm going to tell you, no, they weren't separated. And therefore, when you come back out, you can still redeem them. Because you never brought in my associated to Yerushalayim. Baruch Hashem. That is the first, that's the terrace of Rabbah. To explain to us why Rabbi Yossi really lines up with Beis Hillel. In the Raisa, it'll sound like Beis Shammai, but in the Rabbanan, it'll hold really like Beis Hillel. So let's see the Gemara inside. Baruch Hashem, Hashem will help us get some clarity. What do I say, Chanan? It's getting clearer?
Yeah. No, after the eighth time,
yes. Let me answer.
Wait a minute, there was a Rab 400 times.
400 times. Yeah, Prada.
Yeah, you know everything. Prada, 400 times.
I think it was a Prada.
Yeah. And you got interrupted once, and you had to go another 400.
I don't want to get interrupted, so we're going
to. Okay.
I'm a rabbi. I'm a rabbi. Let's see the Gemara inside. We're holding now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines for them before the Mishnah, before the wide lines. Amar Rabba. Amar Rabba. Mechitza le'echal. The rest, the Gemara says, is holding in very few words. Mechitza le'echal. This is halacha that once you walk into the walls of Yerushalayim, you can no longer eat it outside. You get barakas. That's a halachic issue of a deraisa. And therefore, it makes sense why Rabbi Yossi should say it's as if the fruits of Tevel were separated. Therefore, you get malchus. But mechitza liklait, for the mechitza to absorb something, and that to teach you can no longer redeem it anymore, right, that it could absorb it that you can't redeem, that's all a derabbana. That's all a derabbana. The chigaz or rabbana, when did the rabbana make a gzera that you could no longer redeem it? Ki is the be'ene. When the Meister Sheni is in front of us, b'tivlei, if it was just tevel, like the Rabbanan, the Gemara saying made it clear that I was saying. So if it's in the Rabbanan are making gzeiros. They could pick and choose where to make their gzeiro. So when do they decree that you could no longer redeem it? That's only when you actually brought physical Meister Sheni in and out of the walls. There they make a gzeiro. You could no longer redeem it. But if it wasn't be'ed, even though in the lumdus you're going to tell me it could be halachically as if it's separated. There, they let you still redeem it. They don't feel they have to make a gzera on you. But if it's tevel, like but that's all in short what we just spoke about. past few minutes.
But now we're talking about when it was mufrash.
No, it's not mufrash. Everyone's talking about when it's not mufrash. But what do you mean? The gzera, yeah, the gzera is stuck. But the gzera that you can't redeem it is only in a case where it was already mufrash. Good.
But we also learned that it was mufrash when you bring it in and come out.
That's that for this.
That's the doraita. That's the doraita.
For what? For eating or for redeeming?
Bring it in and it automatically becomes mufrash.
For that's in the case of the deraita, we said that.
That's the deraita, yeah.
I'm eating a dry so in the second case of the Rabbanan, we're saying that doesn't happen.
It's not separate.
Doesn't become mufrash.
Correct. No. Correct, we say it doesn't become mufrash.
Only in one case it becomes mufrash, in the second case
it doesn't. No, it says the Gemara really says it clear. The Gemara says, it really, let's say, it always comes mufrash. But the Rabbanan only if they make a gzera in the case where you. The Rabbanan are making their own gzera, they're making their own rules, their own stringencies, right? They're saying, we only want to make a gzera in a case where it was already mufrash. If it was not yet mufrash, we don't feel necessary to start making gzeras. Because we're afraid that if you redeem it, you're going to think you're also allowed to eat it. You brought this stuff into Yerushalayim, and you brought it back out. So you can't eat it now with the rice. But with the rice, could I redeem it? Yeah, I'm outside Yerushalayim. I could redeem it with the rice. Just because I brought it in, once I brought it back out, but the rice doesn't stop me from redeeming it. Who stopped me from redeeming it? The Rabbanan. Right? Well, I brought in the fruits and I brought it out. Why can't I redeem it? That's the Rabbanan. The fact that I can't redeem it is only going to be it's all on the Rabbanan. Fine. Comes Ravina, he says, I have a much better, I don't want to get more involved. The whole confusion and complication of Mishame, Beit Silo. I'm scratching this whole Gemara's terrace. What happened over here? How do we get into this whole thing that wasn't separated? As if it's separated, where did it come into this whole thing? Because we want to know what's the chiddush of our Mishnah. What's the chiddush of the Braisa, correct? Said, if the case we brought it in there now, what was the chiddush of the Braisa? So what did Gemara answer? Right, what happened over here? Why did we come out of this whole thing that it was separated but wasn't separated? What happened? We asked on top, what's the chiddush of our of this braisa? Correct? What do we ask on top? The fifth line of the Gemara. You said, Ihachi, if so, if it's a scenario, is you brought it in and out of the Yerushalayim, my lemer, what's the chiddush? What chiddush are you telling me in this braisa? So what did the Gemara answer? We gave a whole case that you brought it in when it was tevel, you brought it out when it was tevel, a whole complicated case that if it's like it's separated, not like it's separated, then we're getting all confused. So it's not the pshat in the whole braisa. Scratch that whole thing. That wasn't the point of the braisa. The whole braisa had a whole different point. And if you do the whole point of the braisa, it basically telling me is that when you bring it in tevel, it says if it was separated already. Right?
Right.
And then we're getting confused. So it said that's not true. That was not his finish. Maybe he would hold this not. Maybe he would hold this if it's tevel. I don't know what he would hold. That was not his point. This was the Rebbe's chiddush of the braisa. This whole thing was not his point. He had a whole different chiddush. What's his chiddush? His chiddush was, we had a big question at the beginning of the Gemara. Remember we said we learned from the time of the Saba in the beginning of the Gemara, right? That a person and their package, a person goes together with their package, right? So if the person is in Yerushalayim, the person in Yerushalayim and his package is outside, what do we say? He's in Yerushalayim and his backpack is outside.
It's inside.
You are all one. The Gemara had a big question. We said, take a one. What happened? If you're inside and you have your long stick, your stick is way outside. It's not like it's your backpack on you, your little sack. It's way behind you. It's a big stick of stuff. Right? Do you say that it's part of you and it's in you, Shalayan? Or it's outside? What did the Gemara say?
Take
one. Gemara said, take one. Right, on a stick, right? Wonder, is it part of you, not part of you? So Mar is saying that maybe that's Rabbi Yossi's chiddush. Maybe Rabbi Yossi is coming to teach me that it is part of you. And Kali Rabbi Yossi says, if your Ma'aseh Shavuot is in Yerushalayim, meaning what? What does it mean it's in Yerushalayim? Meaning, I'm in Yerushalayim, my stick is outside. He says you must eat it in Yerushalayim. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yossi. Now this whole complication in, not separated. It's a very simple case. He's going to teach me that in the case where I'm in Yerushalayim, and the stuff is behind me on the pole. It says if those stuff are in Yerushalayim, they have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Is that so simple?
But what's the proof of that?
They approve. The Gemara goes, I don't know, he doesn't say approve right now. He said, there's this Chiddush. The Gemara was not sure. You could look at it two ways. If you view it as if it's part of you, not part of you. He said, I'll view it as part of you. And the Gemara didn't approve it for him.
So then this Teku is not a Teku then. That would be an answer. According to Rabbi Yossi.
According to the second shot of the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi is teaching us this halacha, correct. According to the first shot of the Gemara that we're saying now, that Rabbi Yossi is saying a whole different thing.
But when it said Teku, wouldn't they have taken this possibility of Rabbi Yossi?
That's right, because doesn't like consideration. So you're right, it doesn't look like so much why like likes this Ravina's Tarot. So why doesn't like go with this Tarot so much? We have more like Rabbi's Tarot. So you know what the Tarot was, that the Ravina is saying something else totally. But yeah, it's interesting that why we didn't take
this.
Because I'll tell you what, it's still a Teku. I still can ask you a question. I'm still not clear that what's driving the Brisa. Is it like Rab or like Ravina? I'm still stuck. I have two pshats of a Brisa. It could still be Ravina's not the right pshat. So I'm still a Teku. Meaning, it's a possibility. Meaning, let's say you want to say, I have a proof to you. Rabbi could say, that's not the Brisa at all. That's what the Brisa is talking about. It's still going to be a Teku. It's a possibility according to Ravina. So let's see. We're almost finished. Don't worry. It's me, new Mishnah. So let's see the Gemara inside. Ravina Omar, two lines before the Mishnah, two lines of the narrative before the wild lies. Okay, why? Ravina says no. That wasn't the whole Chiddush of the Braisa. What's the Chiddush of the Braisa? If you're going, for example, they knocked out like Vikani, he took it with a stick, he's inside. The stick is outside. And we're telling you, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. The teacher, this will answer but either Rav Papa. The question of Rav Papa, and it will no longer have to be a take. Let's see Rashi, the Rivan on Ravina Amma, which is going to be 1, 2, 4 lines before the lines get wide in the Rivan. Ravina Amma. Had that kina le'el. This that you made a diak earlier. Habig bulin, maybe if you're in the boundaries, like a shalish. Bless you. Habig bulin shalish. Like, had that kina le'el. Ha, bigvulin like a shalish. Just what we said earlier. The boundary, you get three sets of malkos. So we said, no, really, the case is you went in and out. The kabbai is malamending. The kabbai says, so what's your chiddush then? So Israel, I need this brisa. What's the chiddush for this whole Rabbi Yossi? The guy, for example, the nakat lay bikani, took it on a pole. The kamashmalan is coming to teach me. The kaman, the ra'aprea chaymedami. It is as if it saw the face of the wall. It's like if the fruits were in Yerushalayim. And if you would eat it outside, you would get malchus, right, that you're not allowed to eat it in your gates. Either if you return, okay, distance yourself, and eat it. The answer from this, the question of Rav Papa, the Ba'ala that he asked earlier. He said, we have a very simple pshat. The whole pshat of Rabbi Yossi that you told me if you eat it in Yerushalayim, might be eat in Yerushalayim, was this scenario, that you're in Yerushalayim, and the stuff is on a stick outside Yerushalayim. Right? The halacha is, if it was in Yerushalayim, even though we said a take, we're saying this will answer this question that we had, this will answer the question, the question that we had earlier. Rav Nassim Maimon is downstairs at the Shem, and we have a better shchai up here.